AR mobile.
T mobile.
NJLTR mobile.
Long time no hear from, Tom. How are you and Bernice doing?
Good. Just headed down to the horse pistol to get a blood draw. Just a routine one. And finally starting to get over kidney surgery. And feeling a lot better. Not perfect, but a lot better.
That must be why I haven't heard you lately.
Yeah, you're quite correct, Wyatt. How y'all been?
Don's off for the summer, and put her to work cleaning the house. And I've been busy. I've been busy for 2 weeks solid.
You're not doing a very good job because this air traffic control just isn't perfect.
I have Skynet up yet.
Is that what they're calling the new one?
Next something or something next, I don't know. But, you know, frankly, I don't know why Newark is so backwards. Even my airport has fiber optics for their communications.
And the other thing is that they have been working on the runways, and one of the runways has been closed for quite a while. They're finally getting it opened up sooner than what they anticipated.
Every time they widen the interstate, you get more traffic. So, you know, I don't know that that's going to solve their issues. And I was reading a report that said that the FAA a few years ago got rid of their ATC feeder from the colleges and said, you don't have an automatic in at the academy to become an ATC anymore. And that screwed over a lot of people.
But I know. It's awesome, and they're trying to streamline everything all at once. I don't know how they're going to do it because there's still some of these airports operating with paper tickets, you know, where they watch the flights and all. They do need an upgrade. There's no question about it. But FAA Academy used to be in Oklahoma City. I had a friend that was an instructor there that I was in the Navy with.
Yeah, well, let me throw the call just to be on the sequence. KJ4, CTD Mobile. You know, a lot of people still use paper tickets, but I give you an example of how long things take to occur, and a lot of it is just, you know, everything in the FAA moves at a glacial speed. They've been talking about switching out the Melzer lights, the steady burns, for LED since 2012. And they have not actually approved it yet. They're closer, quote unquote, but still not approved. So, you know, the airport maintenance techs are all running out to Home Depot and picking up spotlights, outdoor spots, and those are not technically approved for the purpose. But that's what they're doing because they can't acquire the bulbs anymore.
And it's LEDs, isn't there? Well, I know I thought things would just be real dandy when they brought in ADS-B, and I think that's required in this area and in large metropolitan areas, which feeds them a lot of information. And then that Army chopper goes up and leaves it turned off, which I understand what they were doing was probably top secret. But then he turned the wrong direction from what his pilot in control was telling him, his instructor was telling him, so it was human error. But I thought that, and with TCAS and all of the goodies, that it'd be relatively safe. But you can't have Army helicopters flying around in the same area as at 200 feet as in the flight pattern of airplanes landing there at National, which has been a wreck since the 60s when it was supposed to be shut down.
pilot thing, that was all, that should have never have happened. You should never have crossing traffic in the approach path to the runway. That just should not happen. You know, pick a different river to go down if that's what you're going to do. But, yeah, there's all sorts of, stupid. I'm sorry, I'm stuck behind somebody doing 30 and a 40, KG-462.
This is NGLTR. You're absolutely 1,000% right, but that's common sense. And if they did anything with common sense lately, it'd be out of character.
Understand they outlawed common sense these days, KG-462.
You made Bernice laugh on that one, Wyatt. Oh, boy. Yeah, and then that guy in San Diego, he had flown all the way from Teterboro, which used to be, all the books that come out when I was a youngster was instructions from Teterboro, it seemed like, airport. He flew all the way over to Wichita. And he started out at like 11:30 at night. He landed in Wichita, which is a goodly distance, probably 1,100 miles or so. Took on fuel and then was approaching an airport that was below minimums. And usually you can get on Unicom and click the mic three or four times or whatever frequency it is. And turned the runway lights on, and they weren't operating. He called for approach weather at Miramar, which was several miles different than where the airport was. He still tried to land the dang thing after flying that many hours. Duh.
People are stupid. But again, you know, apparently common sense is no longer taught in the schools. And people just don't naturally have it, apparently. I don't understand it. It's the weirdest thing.
How about this one? They're teaching remedial math to the, I think, the foreign students, I don't know, at Harvard. No, we won't go there. But, the private pilots are not under the same set of rules as, transport pilots, commercial pilots, and that. And they abuse it. We got relation that has, that flies jets for corporate. And if those guys say they want to go, they go. And that was a perfect example of not obeying a common sense rule. And he didn't have to. He didn't take off at that time of night and then landing in conditions that were below minimums, which it was an executive airport, so minimums there would be nothing like Greenville's, more than likely. San Diego's a really bad commercial airport to land at. I can tell you that from experience.
Something I did want to point out was, you were talking about ADS-B, and that is actually, that's required for any IFR-capable aircraft, and a lot of VFR pilots are sticking it in their planes, too, just as an extra safety thing. But, ADS-B, they gave them something like 30 years to have all the ADS-Bs installed in the aircraft, because things just, the commercials, they all had to put them in straight away. But they have the money to do that sort of stuff. And then corporate was allowed to, they gave them a little bit longer time on corporate, and then private pilots, they've given them even more. But I think they were all required to have ADS-B in all IFR certified aircraft by like 2018 or something. But they gave them a really long time. I mean, the technology is antique.
Yeah, far into the class, whatever it is that we are here. Yeah, you still have to have it, don't you, if you're just a Cessna 150 or something and you're flying in this area?
I think that's in the Class Charlie or the Class Delta. I can't remember which class it is because, hey, I stay on the ground all the time. What do I care? They have to have some way to positively track you. But, you know, they fly all the time from GMU to Donelson as VFR, and they're all training pilots. And they don't necessarily all have ADS-B, and they're not given transponder codes, although, you know, you can set your transponder at 1200, that's general VFR. You don't have to have it, but, you know, it's always nice to have extra positive, this is where he is.
Well, the ADS-B on the air traffic controller scope gives him a lot more information, doesn't it, Wyatt? You know, like flight number, altitude, speed, or stuff like that.
Here's the thing about ADS-B. Non-fed towers are not legally allowed to use ADS-B. That is, they're not legally allowed to look at an ADS-B scope and get the information from it. They're just not allowed.
Towers, was that?
Contract towers.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that. Well, Wyatt, very interesting conversation. I'd like to continue it, but we're pulling in down here at Greer Memorial and going to go ahead and get a blood draw. I hope it's that little black gal, because the little white gal was really a butcher with that needle draw. That black young lady, you never even felt her when she stuck that big needle in you. And I don't mind hypodermics. I didn't like that. It hurt. Anyways, you have a great day and a safe day, Wyatt. KJ4CTD and 0TR 73 is Wyatt.
Hey, Tom. Good talking to you. Catch you later. And, you know, make sure those vampires don't draw too much blood. You only got so much. KJ4CTD mobile.